day I passed her on the street. I turned my head, I could not speak. Another man was by her side. I thought that soon she'd be his bride. Those brown eyes I long to see. Those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes. Strangers they've become to me. 7 long years for me she cried. It was her brother by her side. Now up in heaven someday I'll see a brown-eyed angel who waits for me. Those brown eyes I love so well. Those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes. Strangers they've become to me.
From Georgia, she like, what is it, Georgia? What is it? What did you like?
Marching through Georgia.
Marching through Georgia. That's right. We'll stop at this one because my time's up. Tomorrow sometime. Come on over. Thank you very much.
Is this your last time on the stage? Is this your last time? Is this your last time on the program?
We're going to be at the Marble Stage.
Oh,
Marble Stage, yeah.
You're at the Marble Stage,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, God bless you. Oh, you're so sweet. Aren't they sweet? Full of music. Lucy's carding the piano is a wonderful old way. There are many of us here, not all of you young things, of course, before radio and television and all that stuff, even before Victrolas. Not everybody had a Victrola. You might, if you were rich, you had a player piano with records on it. But mostly we had a piano or a guitar or a fiddle or... and we gathered in the parlor, and we sat around and stood around and played and sang. And you were lucky if you had somebody who could play by ear chord the way she does. Isn't that wonderful? Let's give them another hand. And consult the program and find out when they are on the old marble stage. Now, I want to explain, if I can... a few things. Here's the program, and Frog Smith, who'll be up here later, did this cover, and it's delicious. I'm in it. And so are the Cloggers, and so's the Florida Cracker. Just all kinds of good things. Pickers and Singers in it. Well, I'm sure you're trying to find some of these people on the program. Well, some of them have given over their time. Marty Schumann, for instance, is scheduled on the program, on this program today, but he gave his time over to somebody else. And you see what I'm following here, all these papers, listen, it'd drive a lawyer crazy. This is my official program with notes up and down the sides and just admonishes. And, you know, they pull my coattail from, and this is my new dress. I hope you've noticed it. They pull my coattail and tell me, well, that's not the way it is right now. It's going to be this way. Well, let's see now. It's time for me to remind you that the Seminole Games demonstration with Joe Jumper demonstrating is due to be going on right now up by the Seminole Folklife area, right at the top of the hill. So don't forget that. Now, Barbara, you didn't tell me who's next. She was scheduled earlier, but she had to primp a little, I expect. A lovely lady from Dade City, but before she and her doctor husband and beautiful children came to Dade City, they were from India. They were born and raised and trained and brought their Indian traditions to us. Her name is Jaya Radhakrishnan. Isn't that nice? I can pronounce it. And she lives in Dade City. She's from India. And she is a traditional singer who performs classical and popular Indian vocal music. She accompanies herself on the harmonium. And please notice the rare, beautiful instrument. A small, portable, organ-like instrument. And her son, Roger, is helping her this morning. Let's give them a hand. That's little brother looking for papa.
The two songs I'm going to sing this morning are common folk songs in India. Na 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 ma na na
Oh,
Thank you.
Unique and beautiful. Let's give her another hand. And I hope you get to take a picture of her and see her beautiful face, her beautiful costume, and her unusual makeup that she wears. And ask her to tell you about it, because you learn a lot. Now, I wonder if Lillian Saunders is in the audience yet. All right, Dr. Radhakrishnan, are you there?
Oh.
All right. Son's going to do it. Roger.
Good morning. My sister is going to perform a very common folk dance of India. It's usually done by young girls who are brightly dressed. It's a welcoming dance to welcome the guests. The dance is also known as an invocational dance to call upon the favor of the gods. As you'll see in her dance, she'll make movements as she's dropping flowers. She's dropping flower petals to welcome the guests. And she will dance afterwards to make a happy atmosphere. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
ಕುಲ ಭಾಗ್ಯ ಕಲಿಗೆ ಆಬರಸಾನಂದ ಪರಿನಾಥಕಾರಿ ಜಗದೈಗ ಮೋಹನ ಕಲೆ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಂಗಾರಿ ದೇವದೇ
ಪಾರ್ವತ ನಂದಿನಿ ಮಾಹಿ ಪಾವನೆ ದು ಸಮ ಪಾರ್ವತ ನಂದಿ
Beautiful. Let's give them another hand. Mother, daughter, son, and father sitting out there just beaming with delight. Won't you please stand up, doctor? Take a bow. There he is. I truly have a very, very I don't know whether I can do it or not. I'm going to try. Is this the blind leading the blind? What a pleasure it is to have here on the stage the Queen of White Springs, the founder of Stephen Foster Memorial. When it was suggested that the banks of the Suwannee River was the perfect place to honor the composer of our state song, the song that's sung round the world, wherever there are people, the river, the song is known, thanks to Stephen Collins Foster, and thanks to the untiring efforts of this lovely lady. The memorial is a real reality. And we felt that if we were to have a memorial, a park, it should be a live park, and there should be programs in it. And she took charge. She spearheaded it. And though the park was dedicated in October of 1950, the work began much earlier, 1935, was it about?
About 37.
About 37. Well, a year, give or take. Who cares about that? But, oh, how hard she worked. And the wonderful thing about this lady is that she never gave up. And she enlisted help everywhere. But mostly, she was the spearheader. And so the Florida Folklife Council wants to honor her today with this Distinguished Service Award to Lillian Saunders for her continuous and unselfish service on behalf of the state of Florida to the Stephen Foster Memorial and the Florida Folk Life Center. And it's presented with love and admiration by the Florida Folk Life Council, 1982.
Thank you. You're going to say it.
All of us know Cousin Thelma Bolton. We know she always makes a wonderful talk, And I'm also glad that she knew me and gave you all the opportunity to know her better. We are just delighted to see all of you here today. I know this is going to be the best festival yet, and each succeeding festival will have to be better and better. And thank you, and thank everyone, and let's continue to come to the Florida Folk Festival. Thank you.
Vi, I'm so glad you got here just in time. I want you to stand up. Would you please stand up? It's peculiarly appropriate that I happen to wear this dress today. She made it for me. And now, without more ado, before we burst into tears, let's welcome to the stage the Swamp Rooters and Richard Markle from over Citra Way.
Can you get that?
Well, they look it, don't they?
We tried to play for money one time, and that's what we called ourselves, the Swamp Rooters. We didn't make it. What we're going to do for you today is a medley of Florida folk tunes, all of them being contemporary. We feel like contemporary folk music is very much a part of the festival. All right, we're going to travel around the state of Florida a little bit today. Now we're going to start off, and after we get the mic adjusted, we're going to start off in Gulf Hammock. Sing a Will McLean song, one called Wild Hog of Gulf Hammock. There's a wild hog in Gulf